I'm Andy Johnson. This is the Church of Transpersonal Christianity. And the topic of today's short sermon is called To Hell With You. Now, people who agree with what I have to say today will say I speak with passion. And those who disagree will say I'm ranting. And that's just the way of it. But today I'm going to speak in terms that some of you might understand. To hell with you. John 2, 19 to 21 says, this is the verdict. Light has come into the world, but people loved darkness instead of light because their deeds were evil. Everyone who does evil hates the light and will not come into the light for fear that their deeds will be exposed. But whoever lives by the truth comes into the light so that it may be seen plainly that what they have done has been done in the sight of God. People loved the darkness because their deeds were evil. They love it. They want it to stay hidden. Now, good is that which nurtures and provides for the self, for others, and the community. That is good. We take responsibility. We are responsible for each other's, as the Gospels and epistles tell us. Evil is that which takes from, harms, or destroys the self, others, or the community. That's evil in its basic form. And you can harm and destroy by what you do and by what you don't do. Meaning that evil can be done by withholding what's needed. Whoever does evil hates the light. Evil is done on a personal basis. Luke 16, 19 to 31 describes the rich man and Lazarus. There was a rich man who was dressed in purple and fine linen and lived in luxury every day. At his gate was laid a beggar named Lazarus, covered with sores and longing to eat what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs came and licked his sores. Evil is done on a personal basis, but it's also done on a corporate basis. And your president is the rich man. Worse, he has turned our country into the rich man. And Lazarus is begging us, longing to eat the crumbs that fall from our tables. Lazarus is millions upon millions of people crying out, feed us, clothe us, protect us from evil and violence. We want to save our children. America first is me first. We turn our backs to the world. We withhold aid from other countries because it's not good for business. The richest country on the planet sets tariffs because we're not making enough money. We cut aid that was used to feed people, to provide medicine for people, because it was not good for us. It's not in our best interest, they say. So we turn our backs to the suffering because it's not good for us. We spend billions on masked agents used to intimidate and bully and threaten and kill. And we justify it. You justify it. And we spend cut programs that spend money for providing food and health care. You did that. They deserve it, you say. They're lazy, you say. They don't work hard. God bless America, you say, and to hell with everybody else. we turn our back to the young girls who were raped and trafficked. And instead, we prosecute those who upset the rich man, who made him feel uncomfortable. Well, in the Bible, the rich man died and went to hell. And he looked up and saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. And he said to Abraham, "Send Lazarus to dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, because I am in the agony of fire." And Abraham said, "No." Jesus says in Matthew 25, "Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You that are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me.' And they will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry or thirsty or a stranger or naked or sick or in prison? When did we see this and not take care of you?' Then he will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did this unto the least of these, you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Depart from me. To hell with you who call yourselves Christians and support the rich man. You stand for the flag and kneel for the cross, and you turn your back to those in need. To hell with you.'" Luke 8:17 says, "For there is nothing that will not be disclosed, and nothing concealed that will not be known or brought into the open. To hell with you who justify the evil being done by this president. By your support, you do this by proxy.